For the past week, the Redfern community has been locked in a tense negotiation with government bodies over the imminent closure of the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence, a health and social hub in the heart of Sydney. But in a statement this morning made by the Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation, the centre would be permitted to continue operating its fitness and aquatic services after conversations with Linda Burney, Minister for Indigenous Affairs, and Tanya Plibersek, Member for Sydney. However, the community is arguing that they have been left out of the discussions and will host a sit-in at the centre until their recommendations are considered. Matthew Van Wyk has more.
The National Centre for Indigenous Excellence has been facing an existential crisis this past week after the shock announcements that its doors would close today, the 8th of August 2022. The site, which hosts fitness, health and social programs for the local Redfern community, was hit unawares as negotiations soured between its two owners. The Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation, the ILSC, who have been divesting the site to the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council, or NewsWalk. Late on Sunday, the 7th of August, the ILSC announced that an agreement had been made that the centre would remain open for fitness and aquatic services into the future, following discussions with Linda Burney, the Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians, and local member for Sydney and Environment and Water Minister, Tanya Plibersek. In a recent media release, however, NewsWalk has refuted this statement, claiming to be disappointment by the misleading comments released by the Commonwealth body about a supposed agreement being made. However, the local community has not been happy with the way negotiations have occurred and have decided to sit in on the NCIE until their recommendations have been heard. Margaret Halmono, co-founder and executive director of Redfern Youth Connect, an organisation that runs programs out of the NCIE.
In terms of current media releases, I guess we seem like it's a blame game going back and forth, and we've had enough. We've lit this fire with the cultural significance of now inviting ILSC and NewsWalk to come and sit with us for some truth telling. This is our community, and we should have a voice in what's going on in our community. And that hasn't happened since the day that it all started. Personally, myself, as a tenant, these doors are meant to close at 12 o'clock. These doors are not going to close. If we've got anything to do about it...
IR Shane Phillips, CEO of Tribal Warrior, who also runs services from the NCIE, what was happening between these two bodies and how he felt about it.
So we're the ILSC and NewsWalk, New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council. They both made statements after we pulled them up and found out there was no consultation, found out that they hadn't listened to our own request, and they shut the joint down. We are saying we're occupying this place today, and we're sitting in until they come to the party and sit down and talk to us, because all they're doing is having shots at each other and not actually resolving the issue. We're saying we're here to resolve it. If you want to talk about the resolution, come and sit down with us, and we won't make it hostile. We'll make it something that's where there's a solution at the end of it.
Gathered around a fire, community members, workers and politicians such as David Shoebridge, Green Senator for New South Wales, spoke about the importance of the NCIE, noting a lack of communication with the community.
But why is it that the community found out last about what was happening here? You know, what went wrong? You know, we're all down here in shock at the prospect of the doors shutting, yet the conversation about the future of this place should have been happening for the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah, and that's the point. It has been, there's been a conversation about the future of this place, but nobody here has been involved in it. And that is plain wrong, and that's the lesson to be learned from day one for this new government.
With the NCIE's future on the line, I asked Shane Phillips.
And how long are you going to continue to meet here?
Unfortunately, we're going to stay here until it's resolved. We've all got lots of work in the community, lots of... We're already overwhelmed and drowning in work, and it's the last thing we need to do, but this is our future, and we're not going to walk away until it's resolved.
While the NCIE will remain open for now, the local community has made it clear that they want to be consulted on and included in future discussions that surround this vital social hub in the heart of Redfern. As Margaret Halmono explains...
So we're getting to a point now where crucial decisions and conversations need to happen. Let's come for a yarn. This is our way of doing business. Don't get caught up in the government model, the House of Windsor model. Let's do it our way. So now we're reaching out to you our way, because you've done it your way this whole way through, and it's been disgusting. So now come to the table. Come here in the fire, actually. Come in the circle. Come and sit in the circle with us. As Shane said, a lot of people have been impacted by this. Members, hirers, the extended community that support us every day. Not one of these guys that are making decisions at the table are from this community. And they've never included us. Don't make decisions for us without us. Stay tuned, guys. Thanks.
Margaret Harmono, co-founder and executive director of Redfern Youth Connect, ending that report by Matthew Van Wyk.